Last fall, King County Metro and many other Washington transit agencies made fares free for youth 18 and under. Fabian Hernandez Angel is one of these youths who uses the program to get to and from school. But he's going to be turning 19 soon, meaning he'll no longer be eligible for the program. Radioactive's Colin Yeen has more.
Fabian Hernandez Angel is a freshman at Seattle Pacific University, and every weekday he takes the bus from his home in Auburn, Washington to a school in Seattle's Queen Anne neighborhood. The round trip, around 4 hours. But Fabian doesn't mind the wait. In fact, he's loved the freedom of public transit since he started using it back in high school.
For me, it felt like how I imagine people describe getting their first car. It felt like getting a key to the world. I was able to finally explore all these places in Seattle, and it made me feel more connected with the communities that I usually just pass through.
Fabian commutes a lot, but it's for a good reason. His dream is to study computer science and pursue a career in game development.
I drive a lot of motivation from my younger years in elementary, being able to be excited going home to play some games, and I really want to bring those experiences to kids of the future.
While Fabian was offered admission to SPU's CS program, there were still financial factors that his family had to consider.
We were an apartment of like 7 people, so money had to be juggled between all these different places. So during the summer, I worked at a warehouse for around 3 months, and that made just enough for me to afford my first year at SPU.
But thanks to the Move Ahead Washington package, Fabian hasn't had to pay a bus fare. I talked to Sound Transit representative John Gallagher. He said the biggest win of providing free rides to youth is knowing that it connects them to more opportunities. For Fabian, it has connected him to his education. Fabian mainly rides King County Metro, and they allowed free rides when he began college at 18. But he's turning 19, and he'll have to start paying out of pocket, a challenge he's preparing to face.
Right now, the only money I have left in my checking on average is just like this allowance my mom's able to afford me of like $100. But that's mainly dedicated towards food, since after all the commuting, I get hungry. And early in the year, I've already been trying to skip meals to save a bit of cash.
So what is at stake if the costs pile up too much?
I would not be able to go to Seattle Pacific University. I am getting that degree. But yeah, I don't see it as being at all realistic to stay if I can't even make it to the campus.
Fabian's considered a couple of options. He's thought about a part-time job, but most of his time is spent in school and on the bus. And a car is just way too expensive. There's his university's discounted bus pass, but it's around $90 a month, which would swallow his budget. So what did Fabian decide? Well, let's fast forward a bit.
Happy birthday, Fabian. Congrats on turning 19.
Fabian learned about the reduced price Orca Lyft program that's made for low-income households.
Since if it's just like $1 per ride, that's going to be significantly less than I am to pay normal fare prices.
While the future's still uncertain and Fabian plans to work a summer job to help cover transit costs, he's remaining hopeful.
Because if you're able to be happiest even in like circumstances that are conventionally seen as, you know, the worst case scenarios or wrongs are bad, then you're pretty good.
Fabian's been able to find his way, and luckily, he'll be able to continue riding the bus on the journey towards his education. For Radioactive, I'm Colin Yeen.